Day, Australia. We got a noise coming up next. It might be a little bit late, so we'll play a little something from the record stacks here to hold you over. Other than that, we will see you next week, Wednesday, 10 a.m. Signing off. This is Hobo Cubes.
Sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, sausage.
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3 if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been you pressed. 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax, you're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh. What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina colada.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
That's right, it is 11:33 in the a.m. You know what that means. It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Luke Mead here at the helm. And gotta warn you, woke up pretty uninspired today. Just took a look at the record shelf and nothing really flew out at me. So I'll warn you right now, I'm going to play a lot of old stuff that I'm sick of. And I'm also going to play a whole bunch of new stuff that I don't know well enough yet. So I'm going to warn you. I'm going to do a pretty crappy show today. But starting off, though, something for all of the metalheads out there. Thanks to a friend on Facebook for pointing me out on this website's direction. It would be remiss of me to not play this because as a former slash present metalhead, if you will, I have for basically half of my teenage and most of my adult life vividly complained about the production levels on Metallica's and Justice for All album. And what I've complained about is Mr. Jason Newsted, the bassist replacement for the legendary Cliff Burton. Guitarist James Hetfield and drummer Lars Ulrich were the producers of this album, and they absolutely lose the bass in the mix at all. There is no bass on this record to be heard of, and despite millions of fans asking them to remix it, redo it, it's fallen on deaf ears. I don't know why, but there's a great little website called InvisibleOranges.com that have found the original Jason Newsted straight bass tracks. And once you hear this, you realize, holy cow, they've got to put this out properly. This is just Jason Newsted doing the classic end track of Injustice for All, Dyer's Eve.
Film Society for their weekly movie screenings in the Subs Norm Theater every Wednesday to Sunday.
This week's screenings are...
Wednesday the 2nd through Sunday the 6th, don't miss Amelie playing at 7 p.m. and Howl playing at 9:30 p.m.
Tickets are $2.50 for members and $5 for non-members. For more details and membership information, visit ubcfilmsociety.com. See you at the movies!
Wednesday, February 2nd at 5 p.m., drop by the Norm Theater for the UBC Film Society General Meeting. There is free pizza.
It's sold. Free pizza. Yes, here we are, our wonderful sister club, the Film Sock. Yeah, good flicks coming up. Amelie and Howl, those are always good. And it's cheap, and it's on big screen. So be sure, if you're in the UBC area, come and check it out. What you just heard, were exposed there was the insane bass onslaught by Mr. Jason Newsted, his unheard bass track for Dyer's Eve, the last song on And Justice for All, which was pretty much the soundtrack to my grade 10 year, definitely. And, yeah, like I said, sadly neglected mixing on James Hetfield and Lars Ulrich's part. And you never really hear any bass on it at all. All it is guitar and drums. Funny that, because it was the guitarist and the drummer who produced the album. So there you go. But that is on a really, really great website, like I said, entitled InvisibleOranges.com. And it's every track, like all just straight bass, though, you know. So if you ever felt bad for Jason Newkid in Some Kind of Monster and stuff like that, feel free to blast that for yourself. Coming up, we'll mellow it out just for a little bit here. Something on reissued vinyl by the East Bionic Symphonia, who were a group of improvisers and artists who studied together under the Taj Mahal Travelers, Takeshi Kosugi, at the Bigakako Art School in Tokyo in the mid-1970s. And as a graduation project, they recorded an album of free improvisation that was edited by Kosugi and released on the ALM label in 1976. This has only been re-released once. Trying to find an original is pretty hard to find, definitely. But this is side one of the East Bionic Symphonia's self-titled debut.
Thank you.
CITR, Beatroot Magazine, and the AMS Events are proud to present two amazing shows at the Biltmore. February 5th, come see The Blow with Sunny and the Sunsets. This is an early show with doors at 8 and curfew at 11. February 8th, check out Vancouver's Teen Days with Yip Deceiver and Sugar and Gold, both of which are side projects for members of Montreal. This is another early show with doors at 8 and curfew at 11. Advance tickets for both shows are available from Zulu, Red Cat, and The Biltmore.
Yes, indeed, yet another proudly sponsored show from CITR. Biltmore, February 7th. Well, February is absolutely just chaotic for live shows, if you ask me. And, yeah, I'm going to a lot of them, let me tell you. Either way, you're just listening to the East Bionic Symphonia, recorded in 1976 in Tokyo, Japan, a collective of musicians who went on to many great other projects, but this is their prototypical recording, re-released on LAM Records, limited edition of 500 copies there. Coming up in the next set, it's come to my attention that it's Hans Klaus's birthday, so we're going to have a couple of Plunderphonic weirdness kind of stuff for him. First thing we're going to hear is by one of my favorites, Mr. Wayne Butane. We're going to hear Pay Before Pumping. And take the kiddies out of the room for this one. There might be a few expletives. But after that, we're going to hear something brand new off of the 50-50 compilation that comes to us from our friends at Some Assembly Required. And Some Assembly Required is a radio show that's online. And Chris Reimschneider goes from the Minneapolis Star Tribune, explains a decade before Girl Talk became famous for mashing up rock and hip hop samples, there was Some Assembly Required, which also throws in news bites, preacher sermons, kangaroo mating calls, you name it. For 12 years, a sonic wizard, John Nelson, has been weirding out radio listeners and scaring many a late night driver into questioning their sobriety level. But Assembly is about to become a thing of the past. He is online. He does have a lot of his previous shows and stuff like that. I don't think he broadcasts live anymore, though. But the website, www.some-assembly-required.net. Check it out. There's lots of cool stuff on it. But he has put together 50-second tracks by Plunderphonic artists all over North America, including Vancouver's own Square Root of Evil and the Value Village people. We'll be hearing something off of that. But first and foremost, we're going to start off with one of the masters of it, if you ask me. This is Mr. Wayne Butane.
Thank you for joining us on the second half of our musical montage. Here to add body to our musical montage, the full brass sounds of Charlie Joaquino and the Gay Pops Orchestra.
Shut up already! Damn.
Don't let your past experiences, or worse, your past conditioning, get in the way of what you hear today. Just realize that this is truly
as unappetizing as possible.
New deodorant, sure, natural.
The unpleasant taste or odor of these sprays will help turn these objects of desire into things you avoid at all costs.
There comes a day when you realize
what could be more important than
chronic diarrhea.
I know what you're saying.
I'm very disturbed.
The taxi driver will become your friend more quickly if you can speak to him in his native German.
Und aber auch tapferes und ihr müsst friedfertig sein.
Grandpa, can I marry you?
Sure.
Enjoy the peace of mind.
He was the last president.
He was the best president we ever had.
I said, I am sorry!
How you doing?
Hello.
For
first, we were kind of partial to Shirley Temple's pussy, but,
Ooh, I like that.
They might drill a hole in your head to let the devils escape.
And that sucks.
Sounds like your moped won't start.
And I had toured with them, in fact, a couple of years
ago. Shirley.
Both of us
this
were
squirrely.
Opening
You've
up
got your ears on.
Like, kick my ass, kick my ass, kick my ass.
When I say the word muffin, do you think of something to eat for breakfast or lunch?
No!
It is one of my favorites, too.
Learning to like wallpaper is like pushing a purple straw hat through a keyhole.
I'm gonna ask you, Surf Nichols Day, may I be?
There's no official word yet, but according to the LA Times.
You can't push the piano through the bathroom door.
Oh, yeah! Oh, I'm afraid this is getting too technical for me.
You know, one of my main problems is uncorking.
My butt.
A good bell-shaped corkscrew is ideal for home use.
Yeah.
Did you learn something from the story you just heard?
Yeah.
I do hope so.
Yep, Spider-Man doesn't fool around either.
Then that is who you should give your praise and blessings to.
Spider-Man!
Un momento de buen humor.
We asked Paul McCartney what plans they had while in Miami, and this is what he answered.
Fuck yeah!
We can do it. Nothing to it. Some of you may get just a little dizzy, but don't pay too much attention to it. That will pass away.
Huh?
Pass away.
This is the story of the saggy baggy elephant. This book is the word of God. Trust it, study it, love it, and most of all, do right.
Me do right.
Let's open our little golden book to the very first page, and there we see
giant dildo.
Oh, yes, he loves to fish with boys.
Who does it sound like to you, Robin?
Johnny Mathis.
Perhaps a frontal lobotomy would be the answer.
Stop by any Checker Auto and get a coupon good for
X-Lax.
That won't stick to your face.
It didn't stick.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, at
Marshall Crenshaw's
house,
the boss is coming to dinner.
Bridge.
Captain, the center section of City Bridge is collapsing. Dead ahead.
Where's that confounded bridge?
Hey, what gives? We're falling right through the bridge.
Out of the Batmobile, quick. It's sinking.
Now look. The collapsed bridge is disappearing.
Has anybody seen the bridge?
And the real bridge is visible beyond it.
Yes, Robin.
What are these strange blips on our radar scope?
The following is a series of high-frequency tones. Set Pleasance Control.
When you want to play outdoors and you can't because it is raining, I think you say the name of this next song. It is
God Damn It!
A public service message from the President of the United States.
I have no knowledge of that. I have absolutely no knowledge of that.
Happy the Clown rushed up to him and said, I award you my red nose. Then Boris the Monster Clown gave him his orange fright wig. And Mr. Bones gave him his polka dot clown shirt. From now on, you're one of us, they said.
I have no knowledge of that. I have absolutely no knowledge of that. I have no knowledge of that.
You're a lying son of a bitch.
I have no knowledge of that.
That looks brown.
A little bit around the edges. That doesn't matter.
It's beating the same stuff.
I have no knowledge of that.
Can see if we can't come up with a more likely explanation for his repeated failure.
I have absolutely no knowledge of that.
What we've just heard is only a half-hearted attempt, so vague it's meaningless.
And that's all I can comment on.
Seize him! Destroy him!
Wow! He shot flames from both hands and his mouth.
Ah!
Is this rather prevalent in England now? Are there many kids wearing
polka dot clown shirts?
Yeah, well, you see, I mean, this is only for teenagers. I'm not talking about older people.
You know, you make me wanna
smart.
People should not be able to raise questions and erode people's moral authority in this country. People should not be able to raise questions and erode people's moral authority in this country. People should not be able to raise questions. People should not be able to raise questions. People should not be able to raise questions. Should not be able to raise questions. We live in a time when there is a great deal of question raising. It seems to be the order of the day. People should not be able to raise questions and erode people's moral authority in this country.
Knight sure likes to throttle that overstuffed beluga. Yeah.
I think you should ask whatever questions you want to ask. Thank you very much.
They pooped in my shoe.
Fuck!
That's no way to talk.
Sometimes he would even take the Lord's name in vain.
Here, have some carrots, Ted.
I don't like carrots. I don't want any.
Ted, take some carrots.
I don't want any.
Ted. It's for your own good, Ted. Take some carrots.
Oh, all right.
Come right up and wash the dots and do that to me one more time.
Girl, Kmart's back-to-school selection is
not a pretty sight.
With us today is Dr. Hans Mathis, Associate Professor of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation at New York University, and author of the book
Eat Some Carrots.
What our listeners would like to know, I think, Dr. Mathis, is how they can get rid of their backache and then avoid it in the future.
Wollen Sie ein Zimmer mit Aussicht auf die Straße oder auf das Meer?
Thank you, Dr. Hans Mathis, for helping our listeners to learn more about
quesadillas with pine nuts and goat cheese.
Presented as a public service by the
Toxic Chemicals
Company.
Out of sight.
What's your name?
My name is Alanis. I'm a white chick singer.
For crying out loud.
I can't hear through all that jabber.
Dr. Apgar, who are the high-risk mothers?
Hi, boys and girls. I'm Jimmy Carl Black. I'm the Indian of the group.
You mother.
How to get appointments by telephone.
I come over there. You come. Yeah, I am right here. Come on up here then. Bring your ass on up here. I'll see you how you going. Come on up here.
You don't want me to kick your ass, do you?
I'll kill your ass.
Through the power of the spoken word, the telephone can carry your ideas to people throughout the land.
Would it be permissible for me to maneuver your donuts?
No.
Ideas which create desire for your product or service.
I didn't order any centipedes.
The telephone makes it possible for you to build prestige and promote goodwill.
You
let him do most of the talking and listen attentively.
The time comes when silence is betrayal. That time has come.
We happen to have been born Negro.
The truth of these words is beyond doubt.
Make him an awful gentleman.
Change all the apathy of conformist thought. Perhaps a new spirit is rising among us.
There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America.
Let's have fighting power.
These things are true. All that we can do.
All this we will do. These things are true. All are equal. All are free. For the world has changed. And we must change with it. New era of responsibility. Remaking America. These things are true. All this we can do. All this we will do. These things are true. And prepare the nation for a new age. Starting today.
Vancouver Canamed Fair is taking place February 4th to 6th at Vancouver Heritage Hall. The fair brings businesses, patients, medical, and homeopathic practitioners together to network, share ideas, and educate people on the many benefits and uses of cannabis and hemp products. The public is invited to come and learn more about the uses of medicinal cannabis, how they can access the Health Canada Medical Marijuana Program, and the policies surrounding Canadians' rights to use medical marijuana as a course of treatment or therapy. Tickets are $10, $5 for students, seniors, and medical marijuana patients with card. That's the Vancouver CanaMed Fair, February 4th to 6th at the Vancouver Heritage Hall. Check out canamedfair.ca to learn more.
CITR 1213 in the PM. You just heard something there off of the incredible Some Assembly Required 50-50 compilation. 50 plunderphonic artists doing 50 songs, all at 50 seconds each in length. You heard, we started you off there with DJ BC with Sweet America in 50 seconds. Futuro with Remaking America. Joel Folly with Crush Material, and Vancouver's own Square Root of Evil with Smirt. And before that, you heard a segment of Wayne Butane's hour-long opus, Pay Before Pumping. Moving on into some more different territory, we have something incredibly rare from the Folkways Records Albums series from 1967. Electronic Music, University of Toronto Electronic Music Studio. This album was recorded in 1967 by the Electronic Music Studio, better known as the EMS, of the University of Toronto, exemplifies early experimentations in electronic music. It was the first studio of its kind in Canada, founded by Dr. Arnold Walter, and the second in the North American continent. The abstract songs are eerily captivating. Liner notes include explanations of how songs are created, as well as biological information on the members of the EMS, which I'm holding in my hot little hands right now. I've played this piece before, and I forgot how much I really, really liked it. Pinball by Jean Eichelberger Ivy. And Pinball is entirely derived from sounds recorded from old-school pinball machines. Using the facilities of the EMS at Brandeis University, Ms. Ivy modified and reassembled these sounds to form new pitches, rhythms, and timbres. This was all done by standard tape techniques, such as well as change of speed, splicing, and reversal, as well as the use of filters, reverberation, and ring modulation. Composed in 1965, Pinball has been performed as both an independent concert piece and as the score for an art film by Wayne Sourbeer. We're going to hear that. We're going to mix in something new by the Emeralds, and maybe we'll end it off with another old school electronic musician by the name of Morton Feldman. This is Pinball on CITR.
Thank you.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You're listening to A Noise here. Luke Mead at the helm. And you just heard something really pretty there by Alter Eagle. Brand new release by these guys on Type Records. Mechanical Gardens is the name of that album, and Battlegrounds is the name of that track. Before that, off of pretty much a lot of people's best of the year list album, Emeralds. Does It Look Like I'm Here? The wonderful double album out on Editions Mago. Made a lot of people's lists. Like I said, that track there was called Genetic. And then we started off there with some very primitive electronic music all the way back to 1967 off of the Folkways FM Electronic Musics compilation. We had J.E. Ivy with Pinball. Moving on. We've got something a little more industrial, a little harsher. Was shopping at Audiopile this week. Cannot say enough kind things about that place. And managed to come across an original album by industrial pioneer Zev. And Zev's been making noise for, well, holy cow. I think he was making noise since he was born in 1951. But very, very influential in the San Francisco and New York undergrounds and stuff like that. As critic Roy Sobolsky said, Zev doesn't break the rules. He changes them. And I'm holding in my hands a copy on Original Dossier Records, 1986's Chance de Musique. He has reissued some stuff of early live performances, but I got to say, I wish they came with visual accompaniment, because it's probably a lot more fun to watch than to listen to some of his live stuff, because he uses a whole plethora of different kinds of industrial doodads that he bangs on, basically. But this album was surprisingly beautifully ambient and listenable. This is Zev on CITR. 12:39 in the PM, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is A Noise. Just heard something by industrial percussionist Zev off of 1986 Schonst Musik, and that was Titan's Might. Available on Dossier Records. Long out of print, that one. And thanks to the special folks at Audiopile for having that in stock. Coming up tonight, lots of things you might want to go check out if you like your noise weird or music weird. First and foremost, Fake Jazz, February 2nd. We have Pack Animal, the drone duo from Mars. We have Monarch, Ominous Dark Noise, Aaron Reed, triumphant return of the Vancouver unofficial composer laureate, and we have 80 Sun, Abstract Electronics with Half Remembered Remnants of a Something. That's only $5 as always at the Astoria. Other stuff going on tonight if you like kind of getting your maybe your industrial fix on. At the Media Club tonight we have Maclou, Deny Your Maker, and Friday Mortimer and the Beautiful Monsters, industrial, metal, and experimental rock. That's at the Media Club tonight. And next week, be sure and check out what's going on at the Astoria. Cold World, a brand new night that is starting up. Stop exploring the marginal aspects of culture and abandon your pursuit of something greater than yourself. Cold World debuts Wednesday, February 9th, 2011, featuring White Umbrella. Holy cow, I saw these guys last week at Psych Night at the Biltmore. Absolutely mind-blowing. If you like your psychedelic, slow, dirgy, and heavy, be sure and check these guys. And it even says, yeah, we prognosticate psych heroism. We have Fels Naptha playing, and also we have, and the curators and DJs are Gord McCullough, Rob Onzik, and Tarm Wilson, spinning some serious punk, melodic rave puddin', homespun store bots, Shorts Weather Confectionery. Another $5 gig at the, well, this is at the Waldorf, by the way. And if you haven't been to the new Waldorf, it's something else. Holy cow. Be sure to check it out. And yeah, coming up. God, I just love these guys. Despite the fact that I hate new MySpace, these guys are from Calgary, Alberta. No information given on their MySpace page. Either way, it's Noise that I like a lot. And they go by the name The Hobophobes on A Noise.
Hello, my name is Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world.
Sessions never meant anything to me. I'm not crazy. Well, that's not true. I've got a pen and a guitar.
We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
CITR 101.9 FM, just about wrapping the show here. Heard something by the Hobophobes there from Calgary, Alberta. Lovely little three-track EP that they sent us out. Track was called Coxaplana. You can visit more information on them on their MySpace page. Stay tuned. 1 o'clock, we've got the Afternoon Yeah coming up. We got the Degree Majority hosted by CIUT. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! 3 o'clock, Rumbletown Radio Go-Go, I believe, is still hosted by Darren Gall again. Thanks again, Darren, for coming in while Frank's on vacation. 5 o'clock is the Arts Report with Adam. 6 o'clock this week, I believe it's a Discorder radio show, a new show that we're doing dedicated to all things about our lovely, lovely magazine, Discorder. This week at 6:30, I believe, is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. 8 o'clock, if not, it's Shameless. 8 o'clock is Folk Oasis. 10 o'clock, Sexy Man City. And at 11 o'clock, Mr. Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. It's his birthday today. Give him a call and let him know you love him. We're going to finish out the show with legendary experimental guitarist and electronic musician Richard Pinhas, who is best known for his work with Helden, who a band that I just discovered last year, actually, and really, really, really blowing my mind. And he's come up with another 2-CD monolith here. And let's see. This track has the participation of, get this, Wolf Eyes and Merzbow at the same time. And that's what we're going to leave you with here. This is Richard Pinhas with Wolf Eyes and Merzbow. And then a track is simply called Depression. We'll be out to talk to you at the top of the hour.